and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So, Ted was the number one movie at the box office on the weekend.
Yes, did
really
go see
well,
that
too.
Go see that movie, everyone. Highly
did like almost 55 mil.
So funny.
What else opened this weekend against it? Hold on, Seth MacFarlane's.
Wasn't
on
it
the, on the
Magic
phone.
Mike? Music Mike?
Oh, yes, Magic
Mike.
How did Magic Mike do? Still did. Almost $40 million. $39 million. Ay, ay, ay.
Ladies.
Seth MacFarlane, of course. also the creator of Family Guy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. I'm going to try my best not to fanboy all over this interview.
Hey, just pronounce your O's right and we'll be fine.
So the question's been answered whether a Dirty Teddy Bear movie can open number one, but can you guys sustain this?
Yeah, you know, we went through a lot of trouble to make this movie. Those elements have been publicized. We did go to a lot of trouble to make this movie actually a very, you know, textured movie with a sentimental, soft underbelly. We were really, believe it or not, shooting for like an R-rated ET. So there's a lot of texture to this movie that is, I think, will surprise people and that you absolutely have to have to sustain that type of a, you know, it's believe me, there's plenty of those kinds of jokes, but it's got a nice soft streak to it as well.
How long have you wanted to make this this movie, Ted?
Yeah, we wrote the movie I think about 4 years ago.
Oh wow!
And it took a while to get it off the ground, mainly because, you know, it's an R-rated comedy, and generally R-rated comedies, the ceiling is about what they'll spend, about $30 million on an R-rated comedy. And because this movie had a special effect in every other shot, it was just a bit more, you know, it was asking a bit more of a studio, particularly for a guy like me who had never directed a movie before. So it took a while to kind of find someone who was crazy enough to do it, and turns out Universal was insane.
But you make money for people. Like, Family Guy is a how big of an industry now? Like a $1 billion industry?
That's what they tell me, yeah.
You know, and there was a point where you signed one of the biggest writer-producer contracts in the history of television.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, every studio with every hit show always tells the creator they're still in the red. But I remember when the Simpsons movie came out, you know, Fox was like, "Hey, look, guys, we still haven't made a dime on this." So you never know what the actual number is. But yes, they have been. I guess it's like $1 billion. I don't know.
You know, you come on.
That's sure. Let's go with $1 billion.
Okay.
Hey, Seth. A lot of characters, or a lot of the voices that we hear on Family Guy, are featured in the new movie Ted. Did you have more castmates lining up asking you to be a part of this movie?
Not necessarily. No. The people from Family Guy who pop up in the movie were organically there. They were playing parts that were already written. I didn't go out to everyone, and I didn't intend to put every Family Guy cast member in this movie, but I do like working with people that I've worked with before and whose talents I know and who I know can deliver.
Are you going to be doing a sequel, or is there plans to turn Ted and into an animated series or anything?
Yeah, we will be doing John and Ted Meet Frankenstein. That'll be next
time on the back. Hey, dude, what's your relationship like with some of the celebs that you poke fun at on Family Guy?
You know, it depends. Generally pretty good. People generally take it as a twisted form of compliment when they're dissed on Family Guy. It's something that we noticed was happening on The Simpsons, you know, long before us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it became kind of cool to be dissed by The Simpsons, so they were able to get away with it. And I think Family Guy has sort of entered into that territory, because generally what happens is people will call us up and say, "Hey, you know, you made fun of me on the show. I actually thought it was hilarious, and I'd love to do the show." And then
we'll
end up having those people on. It's always pretty, you know, occasionally you do get that angry phone call where somebody's not happy, but most of the time it's people are actually pretty good sports.
I think our producer, Dammit Morey, wants to say something to you. He's been dying here.
Seth, I have to tell you that my fiance Matthew and I, you're the only guy on earth that we both agree would cheat on each other with would be you.
I love it. I love it. I'm a gay guy's freebie, is what
you're saying. Yes, you are.
Ted is in theaters right now, number one at the box office. Seth MacFarlane, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
All right, thank you, guys.
Weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.